Welcome to the Smart Agency Masterclass, a decade of interviewing the smartest agency owners all over the world to show you how to start, scale, and possibly sell your agency one day. I want to tell you some big news. I created a free advanced agency training page for you where it goes over videos, guides, downloads, and more to help you succeed. If you want more leads and better clients, or maybe you want to know the perfect offer for your agency, or lastly, if you want to create a profitable agency that you have the option to sell, I want you to go to swenk.it, S-W-E-N-K.it, and it's free resources for you for growing your agency faster. All right. Well, welcome to another episode of the Smart Agency Masterclass. And Casey, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jason. It's great to be here. I've been looking forward to it for a while.
Awesome. Well, tell us who you are and what you do.
Sure. So I'm Casey Benedict, CEO and founder of Maverick Mindshare. We are a best-in-class influencer marketing agency. We've been around 14 and a half years before Pinterest, before Instagram, definitely before TikTok. I like to say we were in it before influencers were called influencers. They were bloggers when we started. So we've really been at the forefront of the industry and loving every minute of it.
Working with influencers, I heard they're just, they sometimes can be challenging.
You're going to start with that. I love it. Go for the, you know, the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
We don't, you know, this sounds maybe counterintuitive, but we don't find influencers to be tough to work with at all. But I think that's born of our expertise and our attention to the processes and the safeguards and the quality assurance checkpoints that we put into place. So we hear that a lot. And we know that that is a perception that, man, for 14 years, we've been trying to beat back. I think influencers are challenging because they're human beings. And in marketing, we tend to think about digital media buys or billboards or print ads, you know, things that are sort of set it and forget it, but, you know, graphics or copy content marketing. With influencers, the reason you're working with them is because they're human beings with opinions, with audiences that they engage with. So yes, there's risk involved, but we have found a way to really mitigate that risk so that the upside is phenomenal.
How did you get into this space? How did you one day say, I want to start an influencer digital agency?
That's a great question. So I want to say I have two daughters, and sometime in between the first one being born and the second one being born, I actually launched is too formal a word. I had a baking business in my house, and I was licensed by the state of Pennsylvania. And I did that for about 5 or so years. And one thing led to another, launched a website, started understanding about SEO and what Google likes, and learned about blogs and food blogs and food bloggers. I was blown away. Oh my gosh, look what these people are doing. It was really, it spoke to my home cook heart. And I tried blogging for about 35 minutes and I could not do it. It's too much, you know, time and effort and talent, but I fell in love with what they were doing. And after a series of other projects that I launched for that community, I was invited to a blogger retreat in California. This was 2010. And in that moment, in that event, I sat in, it was a camp. So it was just like this retreat hall where PR reps were on the stage and bloggers were in the audience, and they were kind of going at it. They didn't know how to work together. And there was so much angst on both sides, and they both had like kind of competing need sets that they didn't know how to solve for in the moment. And right there, on the spot, I thought, I can do that. I can be the go-between that pitches the bloggers to the brands. I'm the one who can vet and discover the bloggers for the brands. They don't have time for that. And that was it. I was off and running, and I haven't looked back since.
That's cool. I remember when blogging was really popular, and then blogging around, you know, like, let me document my whole like life throughout the day. And I remember around,
maybe it was around 2015. It was probably a year after I got into this business. I was like, I'm going to start a vlog. And I literally think it's still out there. It was horrible. And I literally was walking through like the supermarket with this stupid camera in front of me, just talking. And I was like, this is the dumbest thing ever. I personally couldn't do it. But then I loved watching other people do it, like a Casey Neistat or a Gary Vaynerchuk. Casey would do everything himself, but Gary would have a whole team. And I was just like, that's really pretty interesting. I've always kind of respected people that were able to do that sickly, not just, hey, I'm going to pick up a Publix sub, which is the best sandwich in the world. If anybody can go to Publix, Publix, you should sponsor the podcast.
Love it. Nice. There's some influencer marketing right there. You just dropped it in. But, and you're so right there, since that point when blogging was, and it had been around well before I discovered food bloggers, they were in, you know, working 5-10 years, and I could be even underestimating that. But now we see so much, there's just such a variety of personalities out there and ways to get in front of the camera. And there's certainly lots of influencers who don't want to be in front of the camera. So it's a nice playing field, a very robust talent pool for sure. So you and I don't, we can stay in the sidelines because they'll do it.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing too, watching these influencers really compete against the biggest companies in the world. I mean, if you're about like Mr. Beast with his, Mr. Beast, if you want to sponsor a podcast too, hey, but, with his Feastables, and he's going up against, Hershey and the chocolate companies, or, the Logan Pauls, which I cannot stand. You guys cannot sponsor the podcast. They have like their drinks or whatever their stupid drinks are competing against like the biggest beverage companies in the world. It's amazing. And I think agency owners can do the same type of competing against the biggest agencies in the world by just elevating your brand and telling the world what we believe in or what we stand for. And then you have all these people behind you that start following you and you're like, oh, I like that.
We just had this conversation with a colleague, a brand side colleague, that LinkedIn, I am loving for that very reason. As an agency owner, it's such a great platform to be a thought leader, be an influencer. But if somebody told me I had to go on, let's say, Twitter, now known as X, and plant my flag and have those conversations, Twitter was great in 2008. That's where we all found each other. And now it's a news channel, so everything changes so quickly, which could be why, some of us stay out of it or have trouble with this. Like, where's the entry point? When do we get in? But I'm with you. I think there's a good blueprint there for the rest of us to dive into, even to bite off a little bit of that thought leadership and community building for the benefit of our agencies and our revenue streams and our thought leadership and how we're showing up in the world as agency owners.
I think it takes a while, and I'd love to see your opinion too of looking at some of these influencers over the past, 14, 15 years. Like, I think it all starts with like, what do we stand for? We almost kind of figure out like, when we grow up, who do we want to be?
Right.
I felt like it took me forever to figure this out. Even after my agency, I was like, what do I want to do when I grow up? I still feel like I act like I'm 14 still. But then once you figure out what do you stand for and who do you want to help, like, what's the best platform? Because I can tell you, some of our mastermind members will be like, hey, you got to build a brand. Audra, she's so amazing on video, but she would never want to do a video.
Right.
Because then she keeps relating herself to all kind of the slimy people that get on the video and do this. And so then it hinders her from doing that. Now she's overcome that, but have you seen that?
Oh boy, I feel like you're touching on some personal/professional development 101 topics, right? The who, what's the vision of where you want to go as a person or an agency owner? And then how do you lean into that person as you make decisions day to day? So I think there's that piece. I think there's, we're talking about social media, there's such a cacophony of opinions and experts that want to tell you how to build your brand and what to do, what not to do. And frankly, you're also just putting your butt on the line when you're out there. That can be scary. So I think there are a lot of messages that we tell ourselves to keep ourselves small and not showing up using the technology that's available. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons to stay hidden. So I've dealt with that a lot. Just who wants to hear what I have to say and who wants to? And finally, I was like, you know, girl, you've been doing this 14 years. You've got some things to say. So start small. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. So we're talking about niche earlier, like take a really niche fact or a niche technique that we use to work with influencers and spin it out and see what happens. But yes, I do see that hesitation to fully show up as agency owners or experts and thought leaders and for fear of what other people think. And I for one, am working to ditch that myself.
Are you looking for a strategic, reliable, white label partner to scale your agency business? E2M is the number one white label partner for digital agencies when it comes to web design, web development, e-commerce, SEO, and content writing. Now, E2M is a trusted partner by over 150 agency partners, and they've been providing white label services to agencies for over a decade with a team of 170 plus experts. E2M is on a mission to help 500 plus agency owners increase their revenue and profit margins with impactful white label services. Check out their transparent and flexible white label pricing model at e2msolutions.com/smartagency. E2M is currently running a special discount for 10% off for the first 3 months, available for a limited time. So go check them out right now. So what held you back for a long time, you personally, with getting yourself out of that? Like you help all these influencers and connect them, but what helped you kind of get out of that mindset? Because there might be a couple people listening, you know, that are in that mindset now. So what helped you?
Okay. So this is the quintessential, the cobbler's children have no shoes. As agency owners, we are helping other people all the time. And sometimes I think we're just tapped out, you know, the bandwidth or the energy around it. But I will say there was a moment that I woke up. Now, I own my agency. I work out of my house. I set my own hours. So that can be good news, bad news. And you might have a lot of members and followers and audience that are in the same boat. There was a time that I woke up and I had this talk with myself. Casey, are you a volunteer at a nonprofit? Or are you the CEO of a 7-8-figure agency? So, you know, they're very different energies. They're very different mindsets. And I'll be honest, I have that talk with myself regularly. So it's not a one and done. It's if I'm slipping too much into, oh, you know what? Your calendar is not as filled with calls as you would like it, or you don't have as many speaking engagements on the books as you would like. Then I have to look in the mirror and say, what are you doing? What are you not doing? And in some cases, it's about visibility. I mean, in most cases, it's about visibility. So that's the starting point for me. But it was definitely that aha moment of, you know, who is that future version that I'm leaning into? And it was definitely volunteer. It had slid into volunteer territory.
Well, I love that analogy of like, am I a nonprofit or am I a CEO? And then literally kind of going down the list of going, you know, it's a great book out there is by Todd Herman, or Todd Herman was a coach of mine a long time ago. And I remember him always telling me, like, is it a $10 task? Is it a $100 task? Is it a $1,000 task? And a lot of us, like when we're volunteers for our own, you know, agency, we're knocking out the $10 tasks or the $100 tasks because it makes us feel good, I think. Because we're like, look at all the stuff I got done today. Like I got done 10 things. But if you started looking, you're like, you could have paid someone $100 to knock out those 10 things versus the big thing that you know you need to do, right? The thing that is not distracting you, because all these other little things when you're a volunteer, those are so many distractions. You have using the nonprofit. Like I love working with committees. I think everybody loves working with committees. Hell no, we don't. Because they're all idiots and you got different ideas and they're telling you to do one thing and another thing. And it's very distracting. And then that's when your agency owns you versus when you own the agency.
Yeah. So this ties into some of the other places I think that I've had to challenge myself as the leader. Number one is that bad math, right? If I can get 10 $10 tasks done, and it saves me paying somebody $100, but meanwhile, I don't enjoy those tasks. I'm not great at them. They're not my expertise. And so paying somebody, and it probably isn't going to cost as much because they will get them done faster than I would. So that's fuzzy math. And then I've had the experience of not wanting to invest in growth for the same thing of like, can we justify, are we going to be bringing in the business to justify the growth of bringing more team or more contractors into play or doing more marketing? And you can't grow. It's almost like this universal law. You can't grow when your mind is going, we're too small to handle more. We're at capacity. So I think that was another place to challenge myself. And then what sprang out of that, you just finished up with, is I have found myself in some way, shape, or form in the last couple of years designing my agency for the employees, for my team, and not to support my brilliance and why I started it in the first place. And that's been like, we all want to be good leaders for our teams, but when we're taking back seat and not following what we got into it for in the first place, that's definitely was a red flag for me.
When I figured out that I could build my agency around me and then what I believed in, what I didn't want to do, what I did want to do, then it just attracted more of the right people. And then it made us a stronger organization. Because they knew, oh, Jason's horrible at attention to detail, but I love attention to detail, or I love this. Oh, I can do this. And he loves it. And like, it was all the compliment. Like it goes back to, I always use this reference. It's like milking a cow. It's Dean Jackson's principle. And I know everyone's like, milking a cow, that's kind of really weird. But if you're the cow, what's your job? Produce milk. Your job is not to produce the cheese. Your job's not to sell the cheese. You just figure out what is the only thing that you can do that no one else can do. And when you figure that out and the thing that gives you energy, then your business really get to the next level, because then you're like, oh, I need to hire people to do that because this is required in the business. So I need to do that.
Right, right. So I want to get you another sponsor. Have you heard of the Colby Corporation or the Colby A assessment?
Oh, yeah. They do assessments to people. Yeah.
So having had my assessment done was life-changing as well as business-changing. And as someone described it to me, Casey, you are a hunter. So you will go out of the cave, you will take down the woolly mammoth, you'll drag it back to the cave, but then you don't care how it's processed. You don't want to be part of the slicing and dicing. And to your point, that's what I needed the team for. Yours is a much less violent, I guess, example, but the cheese making, right? The moving our clients through our processes, through
you're
our
killing
campaign.
Shit.
Yeah, so I'm out there. Well, and that's what he said. You're a hunter. So that always stuck with me. And I want to reflect back that your words are really resonating with me in that, what is it that I do best? How can I make sure I keep myself in that lane to my fullest extent? And that there are other people, if I don't like the processing, the cheese making, there are plenty of other people that love cheese making. And so they can bring enthusiasm that I lack to it. And it's win-win-win all over the place.
You know, the biggest mistake I made early on, or maybe kind of middle in the agency, I thought I needed to hire everybody like me, like identical to me, not what believed in what I believed in, but like identical. So if I hated project management, I remember vividly going to someone I was interviewing, hey, just start out as project manager. It's going to suck for 2 years. No one likes project management. And then after that, then that's when the big bucks roll in. It's kind of like the Coming to America. He's like, he starts off on fries and he goes, hey, I've been on fries for 2 years. And then they put me on the McMick. And that's when the big bucks start rolling in. And I thought like everyone had to like my stuff. And I was like, when I realized that they're complete opposite people, there's people that like law and order. And then there's me that is just reckless and just turn on a dime and it drives my team crazy. So it's fun.
Yes. And it's so good to know that, right? Because, and again, this is where the Colby A helped me and my team. It took the animus out of differences. It took the, why are you doing things that way? And also helped everybody talk to me like, hey, Casey, you've got to slow down a little bit on the ideation. You know, I brainstorm as a means of getting to a solution. Everybody around me hears that as a to-do list. And so then we put, you know, a layer in place, like, now go through this and tell us which of these need to be acted on and which were just part of the flow of ideas that get you to the final place. So yeah, it's really important to have different styles, learning styles, working styles, opinions. I totally agree with you.
Awesome. Well, this has been great, Casey. Is there anything I didn't ask you that you think would benefit the listeners listening in?
So in the marketing and influencer marketing world, things are changing so fast. It can feel overwhelming. And then we're told, get all the data you can. And then that feels overwhelming. So I guess I would just say to everybody, trust yourself. As you said, Jason, like, what's your lane? What's your the place you're happiest and you do the best? And let that guide you, because there's so many voices that will want to tell you, you should be working on the top of the funnel or the mid funnel, or that you should be following attribution, you know, and I'm just literally throwing lingo around just to have fun. But all of us have that guiding North Star. So I would say, make sure that you incorporate that and touch base with that as often as you can, because there's so, to your point, there's so much value, and you'll attract like-minded clients or the people that value that in you, because they don't have it, because they're the law and order people. So just keep being, you know, keep finding that. I think it's called your zone of genius in the big leap. So I encourage everybody to touch base with that.
Awesome. And what's the website people go and check out your agency?
So we are at maverickmindshare.com. And then I'm all over LinkedIn. So find me there, connect with me there. I'd love to continue these conversations. They are fuel to my fire. So thanks for having me.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for coming on the show. Everyone, go reach out to Casey on LinkedIn. And if you guys are feeling like you guys are kind of stuck, or you should be further along faster, I'd love to help you out and possibly get on a call with you guys and see where you're at, where you're going. So go to agencymastery.io and then click on that button scale, and we'll have a conversation, see how we can help you out or point you in the right direction. And until next time, have a swank day.